Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a single defense contract so massive that it reshapes the very skyline of India's air power, a deal worth over 3 lakh crore rupees, bringing in 114 new Rafale fighter jets and marking the biggest defense procurement India has ever undertaken. The Defense Acquisition Council, chaired by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh, has just given the green light to this historic purchase from France. At a staggering cost of roughly 3,25,000 crore rupees, or about $40 billion, the agreement combines direct delivery aircraft with an unprecedented Make in India component. First, let us understand the scale of the deal. Out of the 114 jets, 18 will be flyaway aircraft, arriving ready for service, while the remaining 96 will be manufactured in India through a partnership between Hindustan Aeronautics Limited and Dassault Aviation. This makes it the most ambitious foreign original equipment manufacturer technology transfer arrangement that India has ever pursued. Now, why does India need more fighter jets at this moment? The Indian Air Force is sanctioned for 42 squadrons, the minimum deemed essential for fighting a two-front war against China and Pakistan simultaneously. Yet, as of early 2026, the IAF operates only about 31 squadrons, leaving a shortfall of roughly 11 squadrons. Several factors are driving this deficit. The aging fleet of MiG-21s, aircraft that first entered service in the 1960s and have been upgraded repeatedly, is being retired rapidly, with the last squadron slated to exit by 2025-26. At the same time, the induction of the indigenous light combat aircraft, the Tejas Mk-1, has been slower than expected, and the more advanced Mk-2 and the advanced medium combat aircraft remain under development. Adding to the pressure, China has bolstered its own air capabilities, fielding J-20 stealth fighters, H-6K strategic bombers, and sophisticated air defense systems such as the HQ-9 along the Tibetan frontier, tightening the strategic environment on India's northern front. Turning to the Rafale itself, this French twin-engine, Canard Delta wing aircraft is classified as a fourth-and-a-half generation fighter, a near-peer to the American F-35. Its Spectra electronic warfare suite provides active jamming, missile warning, and decoy ejection capabilities. The aircraft is equipped with the RBE-2A active electronically scanned array radar, offering superior detection and tracking. For air-to-air combat, it carries the Meteor missile, a ramjet-propelled beyond-visual-range weapon capable of striking targets at more than 100 kilometers, placing it among the world's best. On the ground attack front, the Rafale can launch the Scalp or Storm Shadow cruise missile, reaching targets beyond 300 kilometers, as well as the Hammer precision-guided munition. Its combat radius stretches to about 1,800 kilometers, and it can cruise at speeds up to Mach 1.8. India-specific enhancements, often abbreviated as ISE, tailor the aircraft to our unique operational requirements. 13 modifications include a cold start capability for high-altitude Himalayan bases, an Israeli helmet-mounted display sight, an enhanced radar altimeter for mountain flying, and a towed decoy system developed by DRDO. Now, let us explore the Make in India dimension. The 96 jets built domestically will be produced by HAL, most likely at its Nasik aircraft division, while Bengaluru will handle components such as the SR radar and avionics. Under the Defence Acquisition Procedure of 2020, any deal exceeding 2,000 crore rupees carries an offset obligation, a requirement that at least 30% of the contract value be invested back into India's defence or aerospace sector. Dassault has committed to transferring manufacturing, maintenance, and overhaul technology, and the Defense Research and Development Organization will integrate indigenous weapons and sensors, such as the Astra Mk-2 missile and DRDO-developed decoys, into the Indian-built variants. Why was the intergovernmental agreement route chosen instead of an open tender? The IGA, the same mechanism used for the 2016 Rafale purchase, allows India to secure a combination of favorable pricing, technology transfer, and strategic partnership that is not available through competitive bidding. This route is underpinned by the France-India Special Global Strategic Partnership, which provides a framework for such defense procurements. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The total value of the 114 jet deal stands at 3,25,000 crore rupees, roughly $40 billion, making it India's largest defense contract to date. It comprises 18 flyaway aircraft and 96 Made in India jets. The deal was approved by the DAC chaired by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. After this acquisition, India's total Rafale fleet will rise to 176 aircraft, distributed as 36 for the Air Force, 26 for the Navy, and the new 114. The IAF sanctioned strength is 42 squadrons, but it currently operates about 31, leaving an 11-squadron gap that this deal helps to close. The Rafale is a 4th-and-a-half-generation multirole fighter built by Dassault Aviation, featuring the RBE-2RSR radar, Spectra electronic warfare suite, Meteor Beyond Visual Range missile, Scalp Storm Shadow Cruise missile, and a maximum speed of Mach 1.8. The strategic partnership between France and India began in 1998, upgraded to a special global strategic partnership in 2023, and has already delivered the 2016 Rafale batch of 36 jets, the Scorpion submarines, Safran engine collaborations, and various DRDO projects. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the manufacturer Dassault Aviation, the role of the Defense Acquisition Council, the IGA procurement route, the Meteor missile, the sanctioned strength of 42 IAF squadrons, the involvement of HAL's Nasik Aircraft Division, and the Defense Acquisition Procedure of 2020. For mains, you can discuss the tension between defense indigenization and strategic imports, evaluate the Make in India model in the defense sector, analyze India-France bilateral relations and their impact on defense cooperation, and examine the broader challenge of modernizing the IAF in the face of evolving regional threats. In sum, this landmark Rafale deal not only expands India's aerial firepower but also deepens technological collaboration, strengthens domestic aerospace capabilities, and reflects a nuanced balance between self-reliance and strategic partnership, a theme that sits at the heart of India's security and development agenda.